are listening to Opportunity Detroit. There's a new pizza restaurant in town, and it's called The Rectory. It's housed in a restored historic home in Detroit's Boston Edison District. Betsy Murdoch, the owner, is joining us now on Opportunity Detroit to tell us all about it. Betsy, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Betsy, tell us about The Rectory. What's this all about?
Yeah, so we started redeveloping kind of in the Boston Edison neighborhood back in 2016. We started with the congregation, and in 2017, we had the ability to acquire the original rectory to the congregation, and finally just opened, had our grand opening last week.
Now, what do you offer at this pizza restaurant? Tell us all about what's offered there.
Yeah, so the rectory is focused, we really wanted to bring something to the community that was more of an evening dinner focus. So pizza was top of mind just based on the accessibility and approachability factor for our community members. But we're doing hand-tossed round pizzas, all different types of toppings, all of your standard go-to stuff, but then also some really fun things that we're doing in-house, like smoking meatballs and smoking chicken. We've got some great signature pizzas to offer.
It sounds wonderful. Did you bring in a chef who really knows how to do pizza? Can you talk a little bit about the background on that?
Yeah. So I had a chef help me kind of build the foundation of the menu. So we really spent a lot of time formulating the dough. So we're making all the dough in-house, handballing and tossing and stretching. And so he really kind of cultivated this foundation for us to build upon and handed it over. And now we're managing it self.
Can you tell us about the congregation? Exactly where is this? And what church did this used to be, Betsy?
Yeah, so the congregation's right on Rosa Parks and Atkinson, which is one block south of the Boston Edison neighborhood.
Okay.
It used to be a African Episcopal Church was the most recent congregation, but I know that it's been about three or four other denominations throughout its history. The last service was in 2013, and then we acquired the building in 2016 and opened in 2020. We consider ourselves a cafe and bar. Most people know us as a coffee shop, so we get a lot of people who come in, hang out, have meetings, study, work on their computer. It's really their third space. But we also offer a full bar program, so we've got some great crafted cocktails that are great for just like your early evening kind of getaway.
So what kind of work went into getting this building ready to now be, first of all, the congregation and then next door, the rectory? It seems like you may have had to do a little bit of repair work, shall we say.
Sure. I mean, obviously, we were kind of repurposing the buildings themselves. So there was just a lot of imagination and creativity that had to go into that aspect. We went into the congregation, we had a great contractor team, and they helped us kind of, make sure everything was the way that it needed to be to turn it from a regular church to a cafe space. And honestly, looking back on it, we thought it was hard. And then, we got into the rectory, we thought, we've got this. And the rectory ended up being something much more complex. We're stuffing a lot of stuff into a smaller footprint. In addition to the restaurant in the rectory space, which occupies the first floor in the basement, we actually added two rental apartments to the top two floors as well. So not only is it commercial, but it's residential as well. So this project was definitely more complex, took us a lot more creativity with funding and just making everything work for what we needed it to be.
We're talking to Betsy Murdoch. She is the owner of the congregation and now the new pizza restaurant called The Rectory. So, Betsy, what's behind this with you and your team? Are you original Detroiters? What made you decide to do this? Kind of give us the backstory here.
Yeah. So I'm born and raised in Metro Detroit. I've been in the city proper for about 15 years. My business partners are from out of the country as well as out of the state, but we all live within two blocks of the congregation and the rectory now. So that was honestly the catalyst behind all of this, was we saw a need in our community and what kind of used to be here. Rosa Parks used to be a small business corridor. There was a lot of amenities that were in walking distance, and over the years that has kind of gone by the wayside. And so that was kind of our inspiration, was like, how can we bring this back to our community and just give people a place to go? My background has strictly been in food and beverage in some capacity over my entire career. And so I knew that I wanted to implement some sort of gathering space that incorporated all the things that I have in my back pocket. So we were very lucky. We kind of stumbled upon the church. We knew that it was empty. And one day my business partner was driving by and the doors were wide open. And so she decided to walk in, and it was a realtor getting ready to list the property. So it kind of spawned from there. We were just like, how can we use this space to make it into this community-centric hub that we've now created? And here we are, now on to our second project, the rectory. And we're really just trying to build on our community and bring back what used to be here.
It's so great. You and your team are part of Detroit's comeback. So you made a commitment to make a difference in this community. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's been very stressful, and you know, with any new business venture, especially if it involves real estate and development and all of that, there's lots of lending and people that you need to convince along the way. But, you know, the three of us are very blessed to have each other. We all kind of have our own, like, roles in our partnership, and if it weren't for the other two people that I'm partnered with, I don't think I would have made it. It takes a lot of encouragement. And so I always try to tell people who are in kind of my shoes, you know, you just got to power through it. Every day is another hurdle. We always joke that we are the example when it comes to anything, because we're always trying to push the envelope a little bit. But at the end of the day, what we've created and what we're able to do for our community is really why we're doing all of this.
You mentioned, Betsy, that you live close to the congregation and the rectory. Did you also have to redo your homes in the area along the way?
Yeah, so my business partner's home was a little bit more habitable when they acquired their house. I know they've done some work over the years, and you know, with any 100-plus-year-old house, there's always work to be done. My husband and I bought our home. It was vacant for about 10 years at that point, so it was a full restoration project. We could not live in for 2 years before construction was complete. And again, there's constant projects. So, you know, some of them are not as exciting, but, you know, it's a labor of love. We're very proud of what we've been able to build for ourselves in our home, and also be able to start a family here.
Oh, that's awesome. You mentioned that it's been kind of tough and there's always challenges along the way. Can you elaborate on that and give people some advice who maybe want to follow in your footsteps and invest in another part of the city?
Yeah. You know, I think the first thing is just making sure that you're fully versed and aware of what you're trying to build. So something that I'm very a big proponent of is business planning. So I went through the Build Institute, which is now located in Detroit, to help me build my business plan for the congregation. And I can't tell you how amazing that was, not just from being able to have a fully fleshed business plan at the end of the day, but also being at a table with like-minded people. We may not be starting the same type of business, but being able to share the trials and tribulations and get feedback and kind of work through those things with those other people who are going through similar feats was very beneficial for me. And, you know, it also helped me build out the business plan when we started brainstorming on the rectory as well. But yeah, I mean, then on top of that, it's always the lending, trying to find the funds, that is a big hurdle. You know, they want to give you money, but you have to prove to them why. So it's really just being able to really believe in yourself and the vision that you have and being able to sell that to other people. So there is money out there. There's a lot of support in Detroit in terms of grants and other lenders and CDFI funds. So I think it's just being able to kind of sell yourself to those people and make them believe in your dream.
Now, do you try to do business with other Detroit companies to support them too?
Definitely, definitely. So the congregation is very excited and versatile in that way. We host a lot of events. So we always try to promote other small organizations and nonprofits. We work with a lot of local bakeries, and we try to do as much as we can to support other small businesses as well over there. The rectory, we're just at the tip of the iceberg. I've got some ideas brewing. I've met with a couple other other people, and we've got some ideas in the works that I think, you know, in the next couple months, we'll probably start implementing some of them. But our goal is always just to be able to not only create a place for our community, but to bring the community together and share more of what is going on. So it's been really exciting to make all these connections. It's crazy to think that the congregation's already almost 6 years old at this point, and all the people that I've been able to meet along the way and the organizations that I've been able to support and learn about myself. A lot of things that I didn't even know were happening, you know, within a square mile from where we're located.
Well, that's interesting, because to that point, we just did a really great interview with Jerry Darby. Jerry's the Vice President of Planning, Development, and Design with Henry Ford Health. And that's not that far from the Boston
right.
Edison District. And what they're
yeah.
doing at that project with the hospital is going to benefit you. I mean,
sure.
everything around here is going to help your business and vice versa.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. It's kind of funny. We actually get a lot of medical students and doctors
sure.
and nurses that come by all the time. We've actually hosted a lot of different meetups for those organizations within the hospital. But it's very exciting to see all this bigger development happening. The thing that we really want to see more of is kind of some of the smaller scale, you know, small businesses, you know, mom and pop shops,
sure.
bringing them back. So that's what we're always encouraging people. Obviously, it's a little bit harder these days with building new developments. But I will say Rosa Parks is still zoned all commercial. So
yeah, that's fantastic.
One step out of the way for you.
Do you see you and your business partners possibly getting involved in another project down the road once you've got the congregation and the rectory to where you want it?
You know, it's not off the table. People ask us this question all the time. I think we are just all very intuitive people. Things have to feel right. We don't want to force it.
Sure.
And we also, we aren't in the business of just creating business to create business. We want to do something that's impactful. You know, the congregation and the rectory are very special and near and dear to us, not just because it's our business, but because it's within our own community. So, you know, whatever we do, it's going to have to feel right from our gut.
Betsy Murdoch, the owner of the congregation and now the rectory in the Boston Edison District. Thank you for your time today and all the best on this wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Coming up on Opportunity Detroit, we'll have a construction update for the Gordie Howe International Bridge.